Grind Hard.
G-H-I-T.
Radio.
My
shit, gang.
G Chronicles got the team grinding up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we grinding up. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. we be grinding up. We be grinding up. We be grinding up. G Chronicles got the team grinding up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we grinding up. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. we be grinding up. We be grinding up. We be grinding up. I'ma put this on Charles, Bill, and Judd, and G Chronicles. Till the day we end, we gon' take this shit for life. Life familiar. GHR stay lit every night. My G Chronicles got the team grinding up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we grinding up. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. we be grinding up. We be grinding up. We be grinding up. G Chronicles got the team grinding up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we grinding up. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. we be grinding up. We be grinding up. We be grinding up.
Grind Hard Radio. Let it ride. Oh man, that beat, that theme song, turn a nigga up every time. What's up, bro? It's your boy Jit Chronicles. I am the Black Larry King. You know what I'm saying? Inviting everybody to a special, exclusive episode of Grind Hard Radio tonight, man. And we really gonna turn up with one of the most classiest women that I know. You understand what I'm saying? So I want y'all to join me tonight for an exclusive live one-on-one interview with actress, model, music artist, radio personality, and a lot more. Tweeter Beast, you're gonna be in the building. We're gonna talk about everything under the sun. We're gonna talk about season 4 of Grown Folks Business. You know what I'm saying? So if you got any questions for your girl, Tweeter Beast, or you just simply want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. Y'all know we got to pay some bills real quick, man, so I'm going to hit you with a track before we bring our girl Tweeter Beast in, man. I'm going to do a little throwback for the night since it's Sunday, laid back, you know what I'm saying? The weather is good, so we're going to hit y'all with an oldie but goodie. It's one of my personal favorites, Lil' Kim with No Time. Keep it locked, Grind Hard Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Let's go.
Yeah, hi mama, Mrs. Bonner. Rock the product, sometimes the bottle. Just you for your cream and your riches. Guys, it's a ball. Send me more. Prince Diane and all them rich riches. Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E-class with the goggles. 96 miles. Bad click on a stroll. Cruise control. Nothing make a woman feel better. The Borettas and I'm a veteran. But the legends and mad treasures. Chilling in the bins of my amigo. Trying to stick a nigga for his tail. So, if you say so. Then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. Lick up in my twat, gotta hit the spot. If not, don't catch the poom poom, nani nani, hanani dani. Hey!
No time for fake niggas. Just take some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And all you niggas talk shit, we
Hit up like, hey,
Vent to me, baby. That's right, sis.
Yeah, you've always been a mentor to me, and I really appreciate you in my life as well.
I salute this, sis. And, hey, keep rocking, sis. Keep doing what you're doing. That's what I love about you. But we're going to jump straight into this with you. You know what I'm saying, sis? You do so many things, and I don't even think I scratched the surface, you know. But once again, music artist, model, radio personality, graphic designer, you in movies, you know what I'm saying? You're getting your acting on.
Yeah.
I want to know, sis, like, take me back. What came first? How did you get your start in this whole entertainment business?
Singing in the choir was the first crowd participation I had as a kid growing up in the church. They always try to pressure you to do something in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being on a bus ride, and there was our choir director. She led a lot of songs because none of us would lead them. And I was on the back of the bus, and I was mimicking her, you know, pretending to be her leading the song, and she heard me. And from that day forth, I wasn't able to get away with not leading a song anymore.
Now that's
yeah,
funny.
So that's how it all came about.
So, sis, would you say, okay, you said you started off in the choir. How did you make the transition from model to personality to graphic designer? Was it something that was offered to you, or was it something that you say, well, look, let me dabble over here and see if I can do it?
Well, I met a guy, and he had a rap group that he was working with, and he invited me to one of the sessions, and so I went to one of the sessions, and I liked the music, so I started humming to the music, you know, to the beat they were on, and they loved it. So from that day forward, we became a group called Dirty Birds, and we were based in Atlanta. And that's how I got into, like, the transition from just doing church stuff and singing at funerals and graduations and stuff like that into actually going into the studio and working.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this, sis. Out of all of those professions, out of the many things that you do, which one do you enjoy doing the most?
I enjoy the graphics and the pictures. I enjoy learning, you know, how to work the art. It's an expression for me to be able to do that. And I like to spend a lot of time bettering myself in that field. Although I love the radio and meeting new people and, you know, all of that too. But it's my love to do the pictures.
Mm-hmm. The passion come through, and I can definitely see it. No doubt. That's what's up. All right, so sis, when I first met you, I remember you was on the Live by Terrence Network. You was doing Manic Mondays, popular, very fucking popular show. And I remember telling the EP at the time, like, who is this lady? She's good. She's prompt. She's clear. I mean, you were a hell of a radio personality. But sis, I want you to get back to that time, back to your experience with Manic Mondays and that whole thing, which kind of got you into the radio, am I correct?
Right, absolutely. I met Terrence, and I forget where we met. We met at some function that was going on, and he invited me to sit in on one of his shows. His co-host was unable to be there that night, and he asked me to co-host. And he was shocked by the surprise of the people and the way we interacted on the air. They liked it. And he offered me a position on Live by Terrence Network to do a show of my own. And me being the manic person that I am, and that's the truth, I thought Manic Monday would be a perfect name for my show. And we just went from there.
No doubt. No doubt. And sis, I'm going to tell you this. I love that show personally. And you was one of the first people to interview Grind Hard Radio as like a cast. And I think at that time we had 8 cast members on the show. You know what I'm saying? And one of my best interviews and definitely love Manic Mondays. And every now and then you hear somebody speak about Manic Mondays. So you doing your thing, sis. I got to say.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that show, man. I enjoyed having y'all on. It was just like y'all was my, you know, relief. I could call that show on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and I knew I was in for something. And I was like, you know, the way that you guys had your show together, it was just amazing to me. And I was like, man, I got to get my show. Because I thought my show was doing something. So I got to test here, y'all.
You
like,
being modest.
Right. I need some music. I need some background. I need some drops. And then I started, you know, learning from you guys and kind of clinging to you guys. And it was like really my favorite show. It still is my favorite show, actually, on Blog Talk Radio. I don't listen
Absolutely.
To a whole lot of shows on that network, but I do enjoy listening to you guys. And I still do, very much so.
Appreciate that. That's what's up, sis. All right, so I'm gonna follow your timeline a little bit. You made the transition to, which was a blessing for me, doing Radio Diva. Sis, I want you to tell me your experience on that show, and I kind of want you to tell the folks, you know what I'm saying, how is it working with a bunch of women? You know, I got to ask you these good questions now, so I want to know what's your experience with Radio Diva.
You hear me with them now. Radio Divas was definitely a challenge for me because I'm used to working with males. I can handle them better because I about know what it's going to take to get them in line. On the other hand, working with the females, trying to get everybody on the same page was my worst struggle. Like, I couldn't get everybody to focus the way that I wanted them to focus. But I did enjoy doing the show, and I enjoyed working with the people that I work with and, you know, meeting new people as always. It was a good experience for me. It was a learning experience about, you know, trying to, I guess, communicate better with people I'm working with because I'm used to working by myself, and I'm used to, you know, all the hats I'm wearing. I'm working all those things, and so, you know, try to incorporate other people into your vision and trying to get, you know, everybody on one accord is not easy.
That's
it's
a hard
not easy. It's
yeah.
not easy. So, yeah, I really enjoyed doing that show, though. But I just knew that it wasn't going to be, like, the show for me. So
I
knew that.
I
knew that.
Yeah, because sis, that led you to reviving Grown Folks Business and airing it on Grand Hard Radio, and it was so funny. I was showing my mom the different shows on the network, and she said, "Grown Folk Business, what the hell they be talking about?" And I'm like, "Look, mom, go ahead, chill out." But sis, I want you to explain to the folks what the show is all about. I think it's a great show, and hell, it's for grown folks. You know what I'm saying? And you don't get that many raw shows like that these days. You know, everything is so saturated. You know, so tell the folks a little bit about Grown Folks Business. How can they get on if they want to be interviewed and work with you and get some of your services?
Okay, Grown Folks Business is a format. It's more of a talk show type. Show, and we discuss topics, anything from politics to sex. I mean, it's widespread. We talk about everything, and we talk about those taboo topics that people don't really touch on. I mean, you know, and we have an open format. You can call into the show and voice your opinion. You can leave me an email and voice your opinion. We do have the Folks Business line set up. I need to start promoting that number more where people can call in and shout out their favorite artist or have their music played or what have you. But we're working on, I'm trying to get the show to a visual point. And that's been on my mind to try to do it. And I want to do like videos. I'm trying to figure out how I can incorporate videos. The show where people can actually see that, you know, while we're playing it. And I've been working toward trying to get that done for the show, something new. And hopefully by season 5, we'll have that together the way I want to do it. But you can always submit, if you're an artist, you can always submit to my email, cbird334ala@gmail.com. And just put in the subject line if you are requesting radio play or an interview, so I'll know how to respond to your email. And yeah, that's about it.
No doubt, no doubt. And hey, to all the people that's listening, this is definitely a lady that you want to work with when it comes to radio, music, and all that good stuff. You definitely in good hands. So, sis, this is what we're going to do, because I have a lot of more questions for you. We got some callers, and I'm pretty sure they got some questions for you, so we're going to pull them in a little bit. But I want to take a quick music break, and I'm looking at one of your tracks, Hood Grammar. Can you tell the folks a little bit about that track before we introduce it?
Yeah. Hood Grammar is my Alabama track. It's the track that I wanted to do to represent my state and some of the things that I see in my hood. So I thought Hood Grammar would be the perfect name for this track, for what I was trying to do on the song. So it's all right song. Y'all listen to it. People, I get good feedback from that song, and they just love it. That little part when I talked to Obama at the end,
yeah.
Like, you know, he, do you really care about us? And then, no, you really don't, but we'll go with it. So, yeah.
Go ahead and formally introduce that thing, sis, and we'll throw it on for you.
All right, you guys, this is Tweety Bird, Hood Grammar. Check me out.
Bama, B-A-M-A, Bama.
Of the moves that I'm making.
Hey.
Give me 50 feet on the hating.
Yeah.
Mind your business, we ain't making.
Hey.
All about the Benjamins and waiting. If you a sis, nigga, then you a bitch, nigga. But you still ain't stopping me from getting rich, nigga. If you a sis, nigga, then you a bitch, nigga. But you still ain't stopping me from getting rich, nigga.
I'm a hustler every way, getting that paper every day. Like my boy Pac Bay. Remember K-Day? Only the realest in the rap game know that name.
Who that?
So if you hear that, then you best step to the left bank. Haters get the slack, cause I'll pick team, nigga, bang, bang. I'll be the one that all back everything. Since they don't get stitches. Kind of into who she is after being missing. And I, I'm still smoking herbs. Yeah, I get my guap on the curb. Yeah, and I'm a hustle, that's my word. Hit me on the track, who that is the bird.
Aware of the moves that I'm making.
Hey.
Give me 50 feet on the hating.
Yeah.
Mind your business, we ain't faking.
Hey.
All about the vision and waiting.
Yeah, I'm from the fam with the country gram. Black eyed peas with the country ham. Cornbread. Keep the bell thick and them country boys don't take no shit. So when you take a spin on that loud pack, roll a fortune time, Pat say Jack. 9334, don't say Jack. Get hijacked, love Iraq in the Bama. They love profiling, niggas still wildin'. When the verdict in, raising hell from Bama to Ferguson. So fuck the cops and the bitches too. Here's a little present from us to you.
That's that talent, sis, I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
You do your thing.
Hot track. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, for everybody out there that's listening, this is your boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. I'm doing my one-on-one exclusive live interview with Tweety B. I see the folks on the line, and I'm definitely going to get to y'all, because, sis, you got the boys lit up, so I know folks got questions. Also, you can go to groundhogradio.com if you want to know more about the shows on the network, know more about Miss Tweety B and her brand Grown Folks Business. So make sure you check that out. on the website. Back to these questions, though, sis. You do wear so many hats. You a queen that wear many hats, and I want to know, how do you balance it all?
I don't. I can't. Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. I don't be knowing some days if I'm going to come, and I be having a big schedule, interview schedule. I be just, I need a personal secretary. I really do. But I somehow manage to keep it all together. But it's very hard, and especially when you have children and you got other situations going on. It's really hard to balance everything. But I'm learning, and I'm at a stage now where I'm pacing myself better, and I don't try to overload myself so much.
Exactly.
Like every year, I try to do at least one good project that I can promote a year, and I work towards that one project, whether it be that or some part in a movie or, you know, something big. I try to do at least one thing to stay relevant in this thing.
Hey, absolutely, so,
yeah.
Sis. You're doing it. Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know you, sis. I know you, and you love, I remember one time you telling me, I love peace in my house, you know, so I thought this would be a good question. How do you find your peace, and what are some things that you like doing in your free time when you ain't got nothing to do with no business, you ain't got to take care of no kids, you ain't got to take care of the husband? Like, what are some of the things that you like to do for you to find your peace?
I love baking. I like to bake. So I bake a lot, and people always ask me, what is baking? What is baking? I smoke my greens. It keeps me sane. It keeps me calm. Yes, and it saves lives. People just don't know.
That was funny.
Yeah, I like to do that. I like to do that. And I like sex. I'm a sexual being, so every chance I get, I'm a sexual person. So
man,
it helps me to relax. Yeah, it helps me to relax. So that's just being honest,
doubt.
But it's true.
I love your honesty, sis. That's what I love about you. You put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So you put your own business out there, so when somebody go to tell it, it's already out there. You know, that's one thing I love about you too, sis.
That's what I think.
That's
one thing that I don't have a lot of skeletons. So, you know, my closet is open. And you can go in there and see if you like some shit in there, or if you don't like it, you can come on back out and carry on.
Exactly. Right. I know that's right. So, sis, I want to ask you this because you are a wonderful mother. You understand what I'm saying? So I wanted to know if your son wanted to be in this business. And the reason why I asked this is because you know good and well, just like everybody else know, like, this business can literally chew your ass up and spit you out, you know? So if this was something that your son wanted to do, would you support it? And then what kind of advice would you give to him?
Of course, I would definitely support it. But I would have to manage him. I wouldn't even put him out there like that. I would have to manage him and make sure he is cool. But actually, my son, he is complete opposite. He can sing, but he will never do it. Like, out in public or nothing like that, he won't never do that. He is, like, into the Illuminati, so he studies it a lot, and he's just not into going that route, period. But, he's very smart. He's very smart. He's a very smart boy. And I trust his judgment on things in life because he is growing, and he's going to be a teenager next year. I don't know how I'm going to take it.
I know what you mean, sis. Trust me.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
This business is so cutthroat, even amongst families sometimes.
It is.
It's cutthroat. And advise my son to always watch your back, because sometimes the closest person to you is jealous and envious of the person that
ain't
you
that
are
the truth.
And will do whatever it takes to bury you. And that's the truth. And you would never know it. You would think that this person would be by your side forever. And it's just not that way. And so I would always tell him to be mindful and be careful of the company that you keep in this business, because all business ain't good business, all money ain't good money,
Thank you.
You just gotta watch back. Yeah.
Real talk. Sis, you gotta say that one more time. All money ain't good money, and they be thirsty. They be thirsty for that little $2.50. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad you put that one out there. All money ain't good money.
Yeah. All money's not good money. Mm-mm.
That's real. All right, sis, I got one more question for you because they on the line. They like, let me in. So I'm going to get to y'all, but I got one more question for you before we take it to the phone lines. Sis, I want to know what advice in general would you give to somebody that want to perhaps follow in your footsteps or do some of the things that you've done and successfully done it? What advice would you give that person?
I would tell them, kill yourself. Kill yourself as a person,
mm-hmm.
and get into character, because you're always in character on the radio. So you got to kill your own personal self. Not saying that you can't include those things that make you up as a person, but you cannot bring your feelings and all of that stuff into the business, because you're going to get hurt. So put the suit on. You gotta suit up when you come up in here.
That's right.
And,
I love how you said it, because at the end of the day, we are our characters, and I feel like, Get Chronicles is a part of my personality. You know, that's not to say that's who I am all day long, 24/7, but that's definitely a part of my personality. And, you do have to just kind of kill yourself and put that character hat on. You know, so sis, I mean, personally, that's some of the best advice I've ever fucking heard. That's real talk.
Yeah, man. That's what I would tell them. That's what I would give them. Just, kill yourself and be in character when you're out on that microphone. And some people over-characterize. You don't have to just over-characterize, because you can kill your image over-characterizing yourself, and people start to
absolutely
in a clown fashion. And it's not cute. It's not cute, and once you get that label, it is what it is. So try not to over-characterize, but definitely be in character.
Mm, good advice. All right, well, sis, we're going to take some of these calls for you. The switchboards are lit up. There's no need to call out this number because we got Mr. Mississippi Movement, Mr. 228 himself, DJ Sergeant Rock in the building, live.
Hey,
what's happening? I told you I was going to be tuning in for this. You know what I'm saying? Inside the Mind of Tweety B334 Part 2, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man.
What's going on, man? You know what
I'm
saying?
What's good, Rock? We in here.
Man,
I'm up in Tweety B business tonight.
I see that. I'm talking about
my
Larry
King on, you know?
This is getting interesting. I'm loving this. You know what I'm saying? You already know how we do. You feel me? But just want to say much love, you know what I'm saying, and very much appreciation to Tweety B, you know what I'm saying? She's a hard worker. She does her thing. And just like I said on her show yesterday, I was telling everybody, I ain't know if you're going to work with Tweety B. She is a businesswoman. She's not playing around. You can't fuck around and be bullshitting fucking with Tweety B. So if you gonna fuck with Tweety B, you gonna have to be about your business, because she is a business woman. And to say congratulations on the interview, I'm really enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? And just like I tell them anywhere else, if it had not have been for Tweety B, would nobody know DJ Sergeant Rock on the airwaves at Ground Hard Radio. And I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Just showing me love and seeing something in me, you know, that I didn't even think I had. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you too, Jit, for taking it a step further. You know what I'm saying? To keep me locked in. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the business. You know what I'm saying? And before I get out this thing, because I'm really enjoying this interview, I don't want to take up too much time, because I know there's a lot of callers on the line.
Hey, but quick, take your questions out there if you got some, bro. You're free to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, we kind of did a pre-interview yesterday, and I did ask her some questions, but I think probably the only question I want to ask you right now is, do you think that somewhat or sometime in the near future that you'll return back to doing music? Because I know you do a lot of acting and a lot of modeling, you know what I'm saying, a lot of graphic work and things of that nature. So, you know, do you ever plan to return back into the studio and craft some more hits up? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, music is my love. Music is my heart. It's my first love. So I'll always go back to music. I'm not fond of the style of music that's out right now. So I'll wait it out. Because I'm not going to believe. I'm a person that is not going to believe that this is the end of the music trend.
No, that's respect, sis. Yeah,
it's got to get back to the realness of what rap and hip-hop is. It has to, because it has digressed so far away from that. It's scary. It's scary. So right now I'm in chill mode with the music. I could come out with something that'll be good and be hard and be real, but will it be acceptable? You know, I'm an artist that knows, you know, timing is everything. I got some tracks that I did back in the 90s. Ain't nobody never heard that'll be perfect probably for right now. But I ain't re-putting it out. I already did that one time. I ain't re-putting it out. But yeah.
Okay.
But right now it's on hold, but it will be back. Trust me. Sweetie B will be back on that microphone. I got so many people asking me for features and stuff like that. And I have to make time for the studio. It's just it's a long process for me, because I got to make time to get over there. I got to get the song together. I got to get the music from the artist that they want me to be on. It's just a headache for me, but I be trying to do it.
Right.
I be trying to do it, and thank you everybody that's always reaching out to me and wanting to get features and stuff like that. But right now, the music is in chill mode till I can see something better than what's going on right now with it.
Well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's about the only thing I can come up with, Jit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you punching me in so I can holler at my girl. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, so you tweeted, keep doing your thing, baby. You already know Mississippi got their eyes on you. You know we fuck with you. We love you. You know what I'm talking
Thank
about?
You,
Shout out to the whole team, Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm talking about, executive producer Charles Billiger, the boss, Jig Chronicle, the real mayor of Duval County, getting his Black Larry King on right now, you know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Talking about, one time for the VP, Carter Mafioso, in the building, the Queen Miss Chief, you know what I'm talking about, and everybody else on the team, Problems, Just KP, it's going down, Young Nah. You know what I mean? We ain't going nowhere. We right here. You know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio. We are reality radio. That's why we run the Matrix, and that's why we stay trending. You know
what's up.
Treated.
Well, Rock, it's always a pleasure when you come through, man. So we appreciate you, broski.
Man, I love all y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And y'all keep up the good work. And Tweety B, keep doing your thing, because we all connected. Grown folks business. You know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio. Hey, man, we in here, man, because we stay lit, man. And we going to keep it lit. You know what I mean? Tree, yo.
That's what's up. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to keep it moving, Tweety B, because we got some more numbers on the line for you. 540 is your area code. Your last four digits is 5971. You're live with Jit Chronicles, exclusive interview with Tweety B. Who we got?
Got the great Dawoo. 7774.
Hey.
And you know I had to call in. Yeah, salute to you, Jit Chronicles, for even scooping the sister up.
Yeah.
I got to brag on her a little bit, and it's real talk. And this is for all the listeners, that everything everybody speak about T.D. Bird is the truth. And I've been dealing with T.D. Bird for 5 years, dog. I've been watching her on social media growing. And speaking about her graphic style, Tweety Bird and my wife, you started off graphic style doing comic, right? Like little comic pictures at first? Because she put me in the guy Hey Wu on one, and she put me on one. And that was years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And her show with, let me say, Manic Mondays was the bomb to me, because she had many different style of artists, you know, like R&B, you know, and she played more of her music, her own music. I want to salute you on the song, that track, Hood Grammar, because you sound beast on that joint. You need to play that on the show more. That ain't gonna lie. You need to play that first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that gives the artists, you let artists know that's you. Then, you know, you give artists, if you gave me inspiration, you really have. You made me a believer in the underground. Well, for you. Because I dealt with a lot of radio stations, Sweetie Bird. I dealt with a lot of radio stations, and I can name them all. But something about you, you always kept it real. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
So I ain't going to take up all the callers' time, but this is my question. And I waited 24 hours to give you a question.
Okay.
I've been thinking for 24 hours what I'm going to ask you. Because everybody keep hitting everything.
Right.
You know? Uh-oh. But for real, this what I want to know. What gives you the energy and the pizzazz? Because I remember you used to have pictures, you used to wear masks and shit. That's how deep she go, right? But what gives you the energy, baby, do you go to sleep? You know what I mean? What gives you the energy to be able to be all these characters and all the style you got? I just need to know where you got it from and how you do it.
Straight up. Honestly, these are gifts that were given to me from the good Lord. And it sounds like when I hear you guys talk back to me about all this stuff I be doing, it's weird because it don't feel like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's in me to do this stuff, so I just do it naturally. But to other people, it seems like it's just all of this stuff. You know, but I thank the Lord, who is my strength and my help and my everything, and he is solely responsible for who I am, and people attached to him inside of me, and that's the honest to God truth, because I'm a regular person with regular feelings, and I get real ugly at times, so I just depend on the good Lord to lead and guide me and help me, and that's where my strength comes from.
Yeah, well, you definitely right about that, because you sure approve that every day, and I'm honored and blessed that you know, I thank God let me find you to be real, and then that's God honest truth, and I just wanted to salute you, baby. You got me so many fans. You just don't know how many fans you got me. Just have your photo on my Keep a Hip Hop Alive for the Streets. That makes my page look so beautiful. You know, and as soon as somebody log on and see that salute, see the pretty black sister, they said it'd be member requests. You know, I didn't have so many member requests dealing with. At first, I didn't have your photo. I didn't start using your photo until you sent me the first salute. And I just had shared that the other day because you did that specifically for me. And you had the little gold hair. And that's where I got the diced pineapples from. And now I know where I got it from now. But me as personally, man, I got to shout out to you, Jack Chronicles, because, man, you got a beautiful show. This is one of the greatest underground shows I haven't even wanted to participate in and support.
Wow.
Because you have the right staff. You know, you have the right staff on your team that shows.
I appreciate that.
You know, y'all show people so much love, man. Even when they garbage, you still show them love, man. People don't know that. So all the callers listening in.
True.
And one more thing about TV, I'm going to let y'all go. Thing about Tweetie B, just like you said, she'll do what she say, and I done been through it already, and she won't say shit to you. You hear me? You can hit her up a billion times. She might not respond, but if you call in, she gonna show you some love. You know what I mean? I can admit that. You know what I mean? Because I read our
been
through
that. Respect.
Yes. And I just want to salute y'all to DJ Sergeant. You, man, y'all keep y'all thing up. I'm going to make sure all my fans, I have myself, and I got like 10,000, not including my Twitter and all that. I don't even want to get all that, but I'm going to make sure all my peoples know what time it is about this. And you know, I'm going to make sure I try to get somebody to listen. You know, that's how I do, man. I send it to certain people, right? So, you know, God is good, y'all, and I thank y'all for clicking me in every time I call. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And I thank you for y'all respect and love, man, for underground artists, man. And God gonna bless this whole motherfucking station, dog. Trust me. You hear me?
I'll
still
with
my heart.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
God is always good.
And I'm going to let y'all go, man, to get to other callers. But God is good, and thank y'all, man. Real talk.
Because
y'all made me, Tweety Bird made me professional on the radio. Because I was a wild little dude. I cut you off when you talk. I won't stop talking. Something like, hey, woo. It's like, let me stop. It's a joke. It's a joke. But nah.
Okay, he's getting ready
baby.
For a part on Ground Hard Radio, I see. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
But thank you, Tweety Bird. I love you, baby. And I'm telling
you,
I come out of Alabama, you be the first person I'm looking for. I ain't going to lie. Business, though. Business.
Yeah, it is.
So don't get it twisted. I ain't
looking
freaked out. It's business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Remember what I'm telling you, okay?
Okay. Love you, darling.
Okay, baby. Salute. I'm staying on the line,
thanks
though.
For calling good, brother.
All right.
All
no problem, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Anytime. All right, Miss Tweety B, they love you, baby, so we got another call on the line for you. You know what I'm saying? 209 is your area code. Your last four digits is 7205. You're live with Jit Chronicles, the queen, Miss Tweety B. Who we got?
What's good, man? It's the faithless man, the God Hey Rule, man. You know, I had to call
hey.
In and put my pocket in the crime, man.
What's
up,
good?
What's good, man? You know what
you're
I'm saying?
It.
Shit, I've been in inner way of rehab, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking a moment pause on social media, man. You know what I'm saying? All that negativity was weighing on my soul.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, man. You
I
know,
get
I just
it,
called him, man. You know what I'm saying? To support everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to support Tweety B, man, because, you know, as a joke, you know, I started, you know, co-hosting with her, man. You know what I'm saying? A while back, and it turned into something, so. You know, I got
yeah.
to always support her, man, whatever she do, man. You know, to me, it was something funny, something to clown around about, something to kid with, man, and it turned into something because people was able to hear something I had to say and a few other
yeah.
people. I met a few cool people, Jit included, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just want to call in and support her, man, and thank her for that, man, let everybody know that she be having something to say, man. Y'all need to check out her music, man, because, you know, it'd be a little sub-levels up in there sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, hey, man, Dawood done cracked all the jokes. You know, so DJ Sergeant Rock done stole my Grammy speech, so I can't shout nobody out. I can't say nothing, man.
You
but y'all keep on pushing how y'all push it, man. You know what I'm saying? And salute.
Salute.
No doubt. And bro, we appreciate you too, man. Because I know you and Tweety B been rocking for years, you know what I'm saying? And y'all do have that perfect chemistry in that formula, you know, so salute to y'all too. Y'all doing your thing.
Thank
you. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Man, appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, hey, Rue, did you have a quick question for Tweety B, or you just wanted to come in and just show your love?
Man, you know,
you
I just come in, man, and salute, man. You know, I know it's a lot of people on the line, man. We talk all the time, ask questions all the time, man. I just be front.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. That's what it is. All right, hey, Rue, we appreciate you, bro. Thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, man, all the time, man.
Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, Miss Tweety B, I got some more questions for you. You know, we're going to take a quick music break. We got some folks
okay.
on the line. They ain't pressing one. They ear hustling. But still got a chance
okay.
if you want to talk to the fabulous Miss Tweety B. You want to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? You want to love up on her like Dawood did. You know, hit that
I
one. 323-693-3043. And don't forget to check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. So, sis, I'm looking at your next track, one of my favorite tracks, almost all-time favorite tracks, you know, because I love when you sing. But going in, tell us a little bit about this track, and we're going to throw it on. And I'm pretty sure our listeners is going to love this track as well.
Yeah, going in, I did that one real quick. I had booked a studio date with Mello, Rapwell, and Uwe, and those guys are just like number one artists in our area. And I was under so much pressure going in there because I didn't want to be lame and old, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm older, and me and his mom are friends. You know, and so I had to go in there ready, but I had to do it quickly. So I wrote this song in about 15 minutes and
wow.
put it down. Yeah. So this was
you
a 15-minute track, but I went
wow.
in.
So that's why you called it going in, huh?
Going in.
Yeah. All right. And here it is, right now, from your girl, Miss Tweety B, man. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Girl Hard Radio exclusive.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Airitoutradio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hard Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Yeah. No, you can call me, babe. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the nigga gone and feeling like a superstar.
Yeah.
It don't even matter that I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.
I like that boy.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got them niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter if I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone. I like that boy. Niggas be governors and they be loving it how I be rubbing it like it's all mine. Staring them deep in his eyes, watching them shine, taking my time.
Yeah.
While he envision my lips on his dick, and I know that that's all in his mind. And then I slide my tongue. Nigga be mumbling, saying some crazy type shit.
Yeah.
But through all that gibberish talk, I did hear the nigga say this.
What he say?
Virtue the baddest bitch that I have ever met, and I can't help but respect the way that you're putting it down. I search high and low till I found.
Yeah, you did.
And then a tear rolled down his cheek. It was one of them beautiful things.
Yeah.
Let me lay back and puff on this green. And I'ma let you follow my lead on this scene.
Okay.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter that I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone. I like that boy. Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got them niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter if don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone. I like that boy. Call me baby boy, you can call me. No, you got me on speed dial. Call me baby boy, you can call me. I know you got me on speed dial. You want me to be your booty call? You say you gonna beat it up, beat it up. You want me to be your booty call? You say you gon' beat it up, eat it up.
Beat it up, head to the let's heat it up. Creep it up, on the team, on the scene. Gasoline, make a cream, so a king. That's a dream, a large one, bar and none. Love to come, ready, set, watch them run.
Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got the niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter that I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone. I like that boy. Who's your favorite porn star? The bird boy, right?
Okay.
Got them niggas gone and feeling like a superstar. It don't even matter if I don't have a fucking car. If I be like go, the nigga gone.
Now that's that turn up.
Yeah.
Now that's that turn up, sis. I'm telling you.
It's the truth, too. All that shit.
Yeah. You dig?
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, so, sis, I want to hit you with a quick, another quick music question. I want to know, like, what are some of the music that you listen to? Like, you know, what's on your iPhone or your iPad or your cell phone? Like, what's some of the things that Tweety B like to listen to?
I listen to a lot of old, but I'm an old soul. I listen to anything from Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, the old J's, the Manhattan, everybody. Everybody I listen to.
Sis, you know I'm a
older.
Sucker for old school. Seriously.
Yeah, I am too.
I love that.
I'm a more laid back, you know, R&B girl.
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't do too much of this nowadays stuff. I do listen to some of that stuff. I listen to a little Future every now and then. Feel
right.
Like a song that I might try to mumble out, figure out what he's saying. Yeah.
No doubt.
That's
what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, so sis, right now is promo time where you get all your links out there, you know, where folks can find you at on social media, where they can check out some of your music if they want to work with you, do a feature, get some graphics from you, you know, get your promo on, sis. Let them know.
Okay. You guys make sure you check out Grown Folks Business on Saturdays. We're on at noon, and you can call in and get in on the topic with us. And you can email me for features at TweetyBird334ALA@gmail.com. And I will respond to your email. It may take me a while. Yeah, I got 10,000 emails unopened in my box. And they're telling me,
wow,
I got to clean it out.
Wow, you worse than me, sis. Wow. I feel bad for you.
They're telling me I got to clean it out.
I won't be complaining no more then. I'm talking about my little email. She said she got
1,000. 10,000. Yeah, 10,000 unopened, but I gotta get in there and clean it out. But I do look for artists all the time through all of that stuff that I got going on over there. But make sure you put in the subject line what you want with me, so I can, you know, get it right. But yeah, you guys make sure you do that. You can follow me on Twitter at TweetyBird BYRD334. You can find my music on Reverb Nation, TweetyBird334, Facebook page, TweetyBird334, everything. Just Google that, and some of everything will pop up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And I want to let the folks know, too, go check out Grown Folks Business on GrownHardRadio.com. Go to GrownHardRadio.com, click the tab, Grown Folks Business, and you'll learn a little more about her show.
Yeah, and you guys, make sure you check out the little short film that we did. If you haven't already, Kiss of Death, it's over on YouTube. You can search that, Kiss of Death, and that's on the Lock Boy Cinema. And check us out and see how we did. Let us know. Leave us a comment or something.
I enjoyed it. All right, sis, my final question to you tonight is, when it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want people to know that I was a person who was selfless, and I gave my 110% to helping others, and that's what I want people to remember me for, and I've been trying to do my best at that.
No doubt. That's wonderful, sis, and once again, you know, I appreciate you so much, because you're more than just a person that I work with. You're my sister. You're my family. You know what I'm saying? And I support you 100%, sis, and I'm so proud of you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you do a lot, and you do it so well, and you maintain, and it only gets better and better and better. So I want to salute you and say I appreciate you, and we appreciate you being a part of the Grind Hard Radio family. And that's real talk.
I appreciate you, too. And I want to ask you a favor. It's important to me.
Anything, sis. You got it.
I would like to interview you and Charles on Grown Folks Business. But I don't know what Saturday you guys may could do it, or we have to pre-record it. I'm cool with that. I just want to get you two guys and interview you.
We're going to work on that ASAP, sis. I'm much appreciative. I was almost goddamn speechless. And sis, you know I talk like a motherfucker. You know, wow. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will be there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay.
No doubt. All right, so, sis, my last thing, my little last request from you. You know I love when you sing. You have such a beautiful voice. And you can, you know, some people can sing, you can sing. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know I want to hit you to hit the folks with that Call Tyrone track. Could you tell them a little bit about it? I know it's a cover track, but is that one of your musical influences? Is it safe to say?
Yeah, I love Erica. I love her energy. Everything about her as an artist is what I strive to be it myself. Because she's so disciplined as an artist and as a person. And I feel, you know, she has good energy. And we sound somewhat alike. And I, you know, I can do her pretty good. I probably could do her and get paid for it.
You could.
But this is Tyrone, y'all. Everybody loves Tyrone. So I did this cover track of hers over. And so you guys can enjoy a little bit of it right now.
Absolutely. That's how we're going to get up out this thing. Once again, Ms. Tweety B, we appreciate you and we love you over here at the Grind Hard Radio family. Make sure you check out Ms. Tweety B on GrindHardRadio.com. We love you. We out. Good night, and God bless.
Good night, people.
How y'all feel out there tonight? I want to talk to you a little bit about this man I got. I'm going to tell y'all something. He a handful. You dig? Put it down when you need to put it down. But it's just sometimes a woman got to stay with a woman.
Radio, you bastard.